Well, hey, listeners. So today we are going to talk about why everyone needs a life coach. You know, there's just so many different areas in your life of relationships and family and career and finances and health. So many great challenges out there. And so I want to start with you, Carolina. What are some of the top challenges you typically get to experience with your clients?
Wow, that's a really good question, Monica. And I think because I have the opportunity to work with younger women, I see them not actually having laid out a plan for their life. I mean, sometimes I do have young women who say, like, my aspiration is to go to college, or maybe they even have a profession that they're looking towards. But that has been imposed upon them from childhood. You know, I listened to a podcast this morning, and the woman in the podcast said, you know, my parents expected me to become a lawyer.
Wow.
And she lasted 1 year in college, and it's like, this is not for me. So a lot of times, people haven't really actually dreamed about what they want. And that's one of my favorite words. You know, just take time to dream. Yeah, we grow up, this cracks me up, is we grow up on Disney movies and the Hallmark Channel, and then we get in our late 20s, 30s, and 40s, and we just pine away for that life that we thought we were going to have, and we feel gypped. And it's not that we're gypped, it's that we didn't take time to put those dreams to paper. And so that's what I see as one of the top challenges, is nobody has asked the question, what's your dream? Like, what do you want out of life? And so I get the pleasure of watching people do that. And then, you know, they begin this progression of life and they never set intentional goals. And you know what that's like, you know, you get married, you have children, you get a job just because you need to pay the bills and, you know, CPNL wants to get paid. And then you go to work in a job that you don't like to make money, to pay the house, to pay the bills. And it becomes this cycle that you're stuck in, and they've never set intentional goals to get to where they want to go. What they really want, to figure out what they really want out of life. And then another thing I see is that people just react. This is one of my favorite illustrations. I think of the Grand Canyon or the Great Rivers. You know, when a river or body of water goes along a projected path, when they come to an obstacle, they just turn and they go along the easiest route. And I see a lot of people that do that. They just take the easy route. You know, it's like, oh, there's the obstacle. Okay, I'm going to flow this way and I'm going to flow this way. So they just react to life instead of actually dealing with that obstacle and moving it out of their path to get to where they want to go.
That's so good.
And, you know, what's so ironic about this, Monica? We see very few people doing this in life, right? But how many of us would ever take a trip somewhere that we don't know without plugging our destination into GPS?
Not me. I live with myself. I live with Surrey.
But we don't do that with our own life.
Right.
If we don't put in what we want our destination to be, how do we expect to get direction on how to get there?
Exactly. And it's going to take twice as long because you're going to have to stop every, you know, few miles to ask somebody for directions.
Or get lost along the way.
And thank you.
How many women do you see that are lost in their life and that they're not happy and it's no fault of their own? It's like nobody ever told them, well, did you plug in your destination? Did you set where you want to go?
Yeah, that's so powerful.
So what about you? What are some of the top challenges that you experience?
Oh, gosh. Well, I will tell you this. I absolutely love one whole group of women that I work with one-on-one. They are super moms in my book. I mean, they're like superheroes, really, because some of them are married, but some of them are single moms doing it on their own. And so they are raising their children, you know, prioritizing that, putting them first, making sure they're well-fed and getting their homework done and getting their goals accomplished. But now these moms have their own dreams and goals, and they are daring to dream, like you said, and they are willing to put in the hard work. Some of them, you know, are have these dreams of writing books or being having a platform and being speakers, being an advocate for certain, you know, groups that they're passionate about, all the while raising their kids, you know, some of them are going back to school, and so they need the life coaching to kind of keep them on track with studying and juggling and balancing out, you know, the children and their own health, and then making sure that they really get these goals of going to school and becoming lawyers or CPAs or whatever it is for them. And I'll tell you what, I am so inspired by each and every one of them. And that's why I love working with them, because I don't think they realize the gift that it is to me to see them working so hard to accomplish something that really they don't need to, but they just know this is inside of me and I got to work this out and I got to accomplish this. Otherwise, my life will not be fulfilled. And I love that. I love that they see the importance of living a life full out, a life filled with fulfillment, of knowing who you are and what you're, why you're wanting to accomplish something. What is your why, right? Yes. And so that's a big group of the people I work with are these super moms. Another great group that I get to work with is a lot of couples that are going to be, they're engaged to be married. And so, you know, I do this whole saving your marriage before it starts. It's this whole system with an assessment that I give them, and it's got books and workbooks. And it just, it tells them so much about themselves. Like, they already thought they knew enough about their spouse to be. But after going through this whole system with me, it is so layered. They know that they are ready to step into marriage, a marriage that will last a lifetime. And that just makes me so happy, because I have been married 28 years. And marriage is worth it, but it's not. It's hard work.
Yes.
It is hard work, but it's worth it for sure. And so I am passionate about seeing these people step into a marriage that will last a lifetime and making sure they understand what the commitment that they're really stepping into when they say I do. So that actually is a big, you know, part of who I get to work with. And so I absolutely love that so much.
That's so cool. And I'm glad that you brought up the Simba Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts curriculum, because with what we've told our audience, you know, it's not just talking. We're also equipped with tools to help them identify areas of their life that may unlock those dreams, you know. So it can be worksheets. I know I have like a course with worksheets that help them identify their goals and dreams. And so it's not always just the conversation. There's a lot of tools that we have in our tool chest that can help them get to where they want to go. And another thing I wanted to mention that you peaked when you were talking was that I really, really want to encourage all of the listeners out there, especially the women, don't feel guilty for being unsettled. Yes. Don't feel bad for having a dream and wanting to pursue something more, because you are created for something more. If you're listening, you are created for something more. So don't feel bad. Don't feel guilty. It's time to pursue your life now.
I love that. And it's just like the old adage they say, when you get on a plane, put on your oxygen first so you can save your loved ones. Yes. And so I love what you said. Don't feel bad about giving yourself permission to dream.
Yes.
I love it. So, okay. So listeners, if you are excited about what you're hearing and you would like to, maybe you have questions about life coaching, you'd like to connect with Carolina, or you'd like to connect with me, we would love to share our information, our contact information on how to do that.
Yeah, if any of this has resonated with you, if it struck a chord within you, or it actually makes you want to take that next step and do something in your life, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach me, Carolina, at carolinasizemore.com. Or you can reach Monica at Monica Braslaw.
Monica Braslaw Life Coaching. And Braslaw is Braslau. Monica Braslaw Life Coaching.com. And we would love to hear from you. And you can message us through Instagram or Facebook as well.
Yes. Yeah. And when you contact us, we just want you to know that you get a complimentary discovery call so we can kind of see what direction you're wanting to go in. So you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you really don't. It's free. Complimentary is just a big word for free. So please get in contact with one or both of us. And we'd love to show you what life coaching can do for you.
Yes. And you'll be as excited as we are.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us on this journey.
Thank you so much.